have the ability to achieve peak performance in your life and in your chosen field. You have the capacity to function in the exceptional range and to achieve mastery in any area that's important to you. And the development of true self-confidence requires nothing less. In the world of test pilots and prototype aircraft, as described in the book and the movie The Right Stuff by Tom Wolfe, there is what is called the envelope. This envelope consists of an upper and a lower edge. The upper edge marks the height and speed that any previous aircraft or jet has flown up to the time of the most current test run. The upper edge of the envelope is the maximum height and speed possible for a new aircraft before it comes apart in the air or malfunctions or even self-destructs. The job of the test pilot is to expand the edge of the envelope. The job of the test pilot is to fly ever faster and higher in order to discover the outer limits of speed, height, and tolerance that a particular aircraft is capable of. The pilot takes the aircraft higher and faster continually until the plane has reached its absolute outer limits. This is called the outer edge of the envelope, and it then becomes the lower edge of the envelope for the next aircraft and the next round of testing. Every aircraft, no matter how well made, has an outer limit on its capabilities. It can go just so fast and so high, and no faster and no higher. Nothing can be done to expand the mechanical ability of something that's made of metal by the hands of man. The major difference between you and an aircraft is that there's no outer edge to your envelope. As Emerson said, the power which resides in man is new in nature, and none but he knows what that is which he can do, nor does he know until he has tried. And Thomas Edison said, if we all did the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. Maxwell Maltz, the author of Psycho-Cybernetics, said, within you right now is the power to do things you never dreamed possible, and this power becomes available to you just as soon as you can change your beliefs. In other words, the outer limit of your envelope or the outer limit of your potential is not fixed in time or space as that of an aircraft. It is determined solely by your own belief and by your own confidence in what you think is possible.